What is up, guys? This is the Tech Yet Games Podcast. I'm your host, Tony, here with my lovely co-host, Leo.
Very happy to be here, especially after this week.
Yeah, it's been quite a week. Now, you know, in Southern California, you know, we've been smoked out for most of the week.
And not in a good way.
No, very Mars kind of look, you know, red sun.
Yeah.
It brought the temperature down, though. I can appreciate that. It was nice. It was like in the 70s and 80s.
Like, it's like kind of like cloudy, but not really.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a bit of a hellscape. But what's been going on with you this week, Leo? What happened?
Well, I'm up here in Oregon, so we got it hit pretty bad. And long story short, it was crazy, like you said, real fiery and smoky. But then my power went out, and that was crazy. And then the next day, I got evacuated. So I had to leave my city and go down south for a little while. Everything's fine. I came back yesterday, but I did not get to play a lot of games. I played some, which I can talk a little bit about. But I've been real kind of checked out dealing with other stuff this week. So I look forward to, you know, talking about games and kind of finding out a little bit
what actually happened
this week.
It's been a real heckin' week. I've been having a lot of internet drama. We've been, you know, we're still knee-deep in pandemics. It's an interesting time. That's for certain.
But, you know, it's a good time for some escapism, I would say.
It's the best time to escape. It's the best time to be a gamer, that's for sure.
Yeah, seriously.
Leo, why don't you tell us what you have had a chance to play this week?
Well, I played a little bit more Dishonored before I left. The game I want to talk the most about, though, is one an old hit of this podcast, which is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Ooh, that's a banger right there.
When I left, I took my Switch, and I didn't really, I barely had internet in this hotel, and TV is hard to watch TV these days with, like, commercials. I'm so used to not having commercials that it's really hard to watch TV now. So I played a lot of Breath of the Wild, and I keep thinking there's nothing left to do. I'm like, I've played a lot of this game. I got the motorcycle. I've done most of the DLC. But every time I log in, I see my quest list, and there's always more shit to do.
There's always stuff, man. There's always some checkbox you haven't hit there.
It's incredible. Like, I was just running around for fun, and I found this island that just strips you of all your items, and you have to, like, do this whole thing on this cool island, this, like, abandoned island. And I just happened to run across it, and I did the whole thing in, like, an hour, and it was so fun. It was really neat, and it was just there. And again, this is after playing, like, 200 hours. So I did that, and then I collected a bunch of the masks, like Majora's Mask and the Korok Mask. There's a bunch of fun, like, throwback costumes. There's the Phantom guy from Spirit Tracks, so you can have this, like, cartoony armor. I got Midna's cool, like, headpiece from Twilight Princess.
Yeah, that one's cool.
And I just went through and, like, collected all kinds of stuff, and I was just running around. Like, I was using guides for a lot of it just because I was sort of checking stuff on my list, but I was having so much fun, man.
There's a nice bunch of fan service in that game if you want to, like, dig in and find it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all optional. And I'm so powerful now that, like, most of the stuff's pretty easy to do, which makes it even more fun because, like, I never die and I have all the armor. And when I go in the shrines, they're super easy now. And I don't know. It's just every time I get back into the game, I'm always blown away by, like, God damn. It takes a little while to get used to the controls again. But once you do, it's just so good.
Yeah. You know, that game, we've talked about it before, man. But, like, the pacing is so... it's so difficult early. I want everyone to enjoy that game, and I have such a hard time, like, telling my kind of not, like, hardcore gamer friends, like, I promise it gets better. Just take your time in the beginning. Like, don't be in a hurry.
Yeah.
Like, just chill, look around, explore. You're gonna die. It's no big deal. Like, because, man, it hits a crescendo that I think is just so amazing.
It's incredible. You know? Yeah. Once you, like, kind of understand how it works, then all of a sudden it opens up in a way that I've never experienced in any other open world game. It's really extraordinary. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And they ended up being really comforting to be able to play that, like, while a lot of crazy shit was going on. And, you know, there's, like, smoke outside and I can't go home. And, you know, it was a pretty intense week, but having that to just hop into every night, not having to worry about updates or, like, I don't know, it's just always fun to lose yourself in a nice big ass single player experience, especially one so lovingly crafted as this one. So
my question to you is, did you play because you saw the announcement or not?
No, I didn't. That's maybe something we could talk about later. That's not why. I already had my Switch. Whenever I bring my Switch, I end up usually playing Breath of the Wild. And I kind of had that going on in the background. I saw that. I still haven't actually watched the trailer.
I will say that Zelda is kind of my, like, oh, I have my Switch and I don't really have anything I want to play.
I have my Zelda machine.
So, you jump into the Zelda machine. You're just like, I can, you know, do some shrines. Like, there's always something to do.
Yeah, but, seriously. Even just running around is fun. Even if you don't do anything, it's just cool to like, oh, I'm going to go up this mountain. I bet there's something cool up there.
I'm just going to break all my shields and shield surf down every fucking surface I can possibly do.
You know why? Because I can.
Yeah. You know, we can talk about it real quick because there's not a lot to say.
Yeah.
So Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity got announced this week, kind of just dropped, and it's coming out November 20th, which is very soon. But it is like a Musou-style Hyrule Warriors game.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it's what you expect. It's a prequel, right? So it's the Calamity War, you know what I mean? It's kind of what all the flashbacks
right,
go
right
to.
Right there in the name.
Yeah. And I will say it looks more in line with what the actual game is than I feel like the previous Warriors games did. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like Breath of the Wild with tons of enemies and, you know, being able to play the heroes and stuff. So I thought it looked cool. I don't have a ton to say about it other than I thought it looked neat. I don't know if you had anything you wanted to say about it, but I don't think we need like a news section for it. But
yeah, no, that makes sense. I haven't even watched the trailer. I've been pretty checked out, but I will. And we've talked about this before, but I think it's great the way Nintendo's finally, you know, after the CDI fiasco and a few bad experiences, they're finally kind of loosening their grip on these franchises and giving them to really competent people. And even if they're not necessarily games that I'm super excited to play, like, you know, that one, what was it called? Hyrule Warriors?
Yeah, Age of Calamity.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one. And it's like, that
first
doesn't
one was
really,
just Hyrule Warriors, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really interest me, but I just think it's so cool they're doing it. Like, I don't care. Do make all the games you want, as long as they're not terrible. Like, I think it's really cool. So
my takeaway from the trailer was that it looks like Nintendo was really in on this, right?
Yeah.
Like they really participated in it, and really got that feel. And it really does feel like, oh, this is going to be a fun way to experience kind of the story and kind of see what happened. So, you know, in that regard, I was actually very excited about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, anyway, we've talked a lot about Breath of the Wild, so I don't have a whole lot more to say about that, but it is awesome. I can say that for sure.
Yeah, it's super awesome, right? You know, like, what more can you say? It's great.
Yeah, right? It's the best. It's the best, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's the best.
I also played, this is one you're not going to want to talk about, but they remastered Kingdoms of Amalur for some reason. They didn't really remaster it. They just, like, kind of upgraded the visuals a little bit. And since I already owned it in Steam, I got a pretty heavy discount. I think it was only, like, $16 for the remaster. And I loved that game when it came out. I got really into it and played through it when I first moved to LA the second time. And I really, really loved it. I played it a lot. And it was fun. It was fun reinstalling it and playing it again. And I do not love it as much as I did. I could tell you that. Like, the cracks really started showing almost immediately in a way that was sort of interesting.
Why'd you think I'd be a hater on Amalur?
No, it's just such a, like, nobody seems to care about this game at all, even though it, by all accounts, it reviewed well and, like, people liked it, but it's just, I think it's so overshadowed by the nightmare scenario from which it came, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is really cool. It looks great still. I think it has a really unique style. It's sort of WoW style, but it's got its own flair. And it did have a lot of talent, you know, Todd McFarlane, and it had, you know, R.A. Salvatore wrote it, so that they weren't fucking around as far as, like, the talent pool. And that does shine through. What's interesting about it is it really does feel like a single-player MMO, for good and ill. On the one hand, I kind of like that. Like, it's very simple and sort of streamlined. There are systems and skill trees and stuff, but it's pretty straightforward as far as, like, here's a map, explore it, there's some side quests. You know, it's not an open world at all. It's very clearly, like, hallway-based. But the maps are really pretty. The combat is very fun. There's a whole bunch of different weapons. It just does feel very much like a last generation game, which it is.
So, is Kurt Schilling still involved in the game at all? I hope so. You know, it's kind of his baby.
Yeah, he directed it. Now, that's a good question. I don't think so, because it went to THQ Nordic, and I'm pretty sure, I assume whoever got the license was like, yeah, we'll do it ourselves. We're not going to involve the state of Rhode Island this time around.
Yeah.
But it was fun hopping back into it. There's still things I like about it, but it sure has it sure is like, oh man, it's definitely, it feels old in a way that it did not the first time I played it, which, you know, right. But some games don't age, and this one definitely did. So I don't know how much more I'm going to put into it. I still like it, and it's still fun. My character still looks badass, but I don't know. It's just hard when, again, they're very different games, but compared to something like Breath of the Wild, it just feels incredibly shallow and simple. Yeah, and even something like Final Fantasy, where it's just, which is, you know, that is an MMO, so it's not really fair to compare them, but it just feels very simple by comparison.
Yeah, I have little to say. I don't know much about Kingdoms of Amalur other than kind of the development story behind it, you know, kind of hearing the buzzings of it as it was being made. But, you know, I will say I never even played the game. So
I don't think that many people did. It's a good game. It's fun. It's just, you know, it's a perfect example of like a, you know, $7 Steam game that you'd get and be like, oh, cool. Yeah. Not something you want to buy at full price.
Free in the Humble Bundle or something.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, you could get 10, 15, 20 hours out of it. Yeah, it's a good game. It's just many games have come out since that have, you know, just outpaced it, which is what happens. The only other game I played a little bit of was Among Us, which is very big on Twitch right now. I just played it today, actually, and only for like 30 minutes. But I kind of had to give it a shot to see since everyone was talking about it. Have you played that yet?
No, did you play solo or did you have a group you played with?
I played it with another person, just one.
Okay.
But we were very careful to not like tell each other if we were the villain. You know, like we were playing by the rules where we were trying to be anonymous even with each other. So it was fun. I don't have a whole lot to say about it other than it's very interesting seeing the proliferation of these sort of simple, these very like, here's a really fun concept and the game around it is pretty straightforward and almost simple. But they're very social experiences like Fall Guys too. It's cool. It's cool to see it. The fact it's so cheap and the fact it's doing so well, it's makes me happy to see these developers being successful. I can't imagine I'm gonna spend 100 hours with it, but yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see. I don't have a whole lot to say about it other than that.
Yeah, I would like to play it. It was one of those games where I was kind of like, I don't think I would play it if I didn't have a group to play it with, right? So I wasn't really that eager to get into it until I found people that were like, let's all play, you know, Among Us tonight. It would be kind of like that thing, you know. Yeah. It just seems like a weird game to play, like, with public people, you know.
Well, maybe we can all play games soon.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Okay. Anything else you played, or is that kind of it for the week?
I played some other stuff here and there, but it was funny. The main thing I played by a huge margin is Breath of the Wild, which is, like, pretty old now. But, yeah, it was fun getting back into it. What did you get up to, though, while I was out in the woods?
Well, it's funny. I played a game, a kind of an old, newer game as well, quite a bit this week, which is strange. It's strange we both kind of jumped into old, comfortable games. But
yeah.
So I love the Hot Shot series, the golf.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And so I've had everybody's golf installed on my PS4 forever. Cool. Yeah. And just like decided, like, I'm going to play everybody's golf. I don't know why. I don't know what got in my head. And I start playing it. And then I realized they have this thing called Gimme Mode set up on it now, where it just makes everything a little bit easier. I think so because it's so late, so you can do all the unlocks and win all the hard tournaments and stuff now.
Yeah.
And so I just started doing Gimme Modes and kind of, you know, progressing my character through a lot of the stuff I hadn't done yet. And I ended up playing a shitload of that game. Like, nice. I love those games. I think they're so fun. It's like golf's not that serious, you know, especially like a video game golf. It's all the same. It doesn't have to look like high fidelity crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it can be goofy with silly costumes and power shots and curveballs and stuff. You know, like, I think that adds a lot to it. It's almost like if there was a Mario Golf, I feel like it would be everybody's golf, you know? Yeah.
Well, there was a Mario Golf.
Yeah, but I mean,
and it was awesome.
And it was awesome. I feel like the modern iteration is everybody's golf.
No way.
It makes me wonder if we're going to get any more of those games, because I really enjoy them.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things, so I'm sure it sold well. It was on Apple Arcade, right?
Yeah.
So I bet you.
There's a VR mode for it, too, now, which I didn't know until I was playing it. But
that's funny.
Yeah. I just, even like when I was younger, like kind of like college age and later, I just remember always having everybody's golf and just always like playing couch tournaments, you know, with like all of my roommates. Whoever lived at my house, we would always just sit around at night and just play everybody's golf tournaments like nonstop. And I've always loved those games. And I spent so much time playing that shit this week. And cool. It's great. If you haven't played it, I would suggest. It's probably so cheap now. I can only imagine just jumping in and giving it a shot.
I remember playing, I think it was like the first Hot Shots, like back on the, I think it was a PS1. Is that right?
Like, that sounds right.
Yeah, I think it was. I remember, and it was really cool. I remember everyone loved it, and I played it a little bit. I never owned it, but it's cool to hear that whoever that is still going strong.
Yeah. What's it, Hand Wave or something? I can't remember. Something like the company's, there's like a hand waving is the logo. I don't remember what the name is. It's something like that. But yeah, I love those games, man. I think they're so great, so fun. Do you think you'll
keep playing it?
I probably will. Now that like I've kind of got the knack and
you got the bug.
It's kind of this like once you can start to like, you know, like birdie most of the holes, you really kind of, you know, start getting back. Like it takes a few games to get back that feel, and like once you do, you're like, oh yeah, this is it. Like, let's go, you know. Then you start hitting all the crazy trick shots and hole in ones and stuff, and yeah, it feels good. Nice. So great game. I love it. Play everybody's golf. What else did I play this week? I played a lot of Warzone this week. Warzone's still Warzone.
Cool.
I don't have a lot new to say about it.
I'm glad to hear it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there. So there was a Call of Duty, like the Black Ops stuff came out this week. They showed some multiplayer gameplay, like they had a bunch of streamers play it or YouTubers. And so a lot of videos went up of that. And so I watched some of that, and I will say, like, Black Ops games, like, the Treyarch games always look a little goofy to me in comparison. Yeah. You know, like, the animations look weird. The fonts always look so weird in them to me. Like, the... I don't know if you know what I mean, but, like, the names above the players' heads always look so, like, low-res and, like, goofy, you know? It's almost like seeing Papyrus for the first time, where you're like, is that, like, a joke? You know what I mean? Like, but...
They probably have a font guy or girl that's just their job, and they're really sad to hear you say that.
They know they fucked up. All right. If that's your job, you know you're not very good at it.
That's what they want me to do. Okay. What do you want me to say? No.
Nah. You know, that person's like, I got hired on to do something else, and they told me I'm in charge of these fonts. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can. You know?
Okay. So maybe leave me the fuck alone.
And if that's you, fine. Like, I'm not hating on you as a person. You probably work very hard. But yeah, the fonts look so bad.
You need to do a better fucking job with these fonts.
But what's interesting is that, you know, I looked it up, and I guess they've talked about this before, but, you know, Warzone's going to carry over into Black Ops. So,
interesting. I don't think I'd heard that.
So it's the same client, right? Like, Warzone will be playable by people that, well, I guess you don't need to own either one to play Warzone. But, like, if you own Black Ops, like, you'll unlock things that'll unlock for Warzone. If you, like, you know, like, they'll basically, it'll be a new season of Warzone will be like the Black Ops season, and like kind of the unlocks and the guns and stuff will roll into Black Ops stuff, you know. And then the skins and stuff will come out of, like, you know, Black Ops themed. But it'll be the same. Anyone playing on PS5, PS4, Xbox, PC, you know, they can all play together. It's not going to get segregated. You're not going to lose any of the stuff that you've earned already.
Well, that's really neat, actually.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea. Cool, it's like, it's almost like, yeah, two series running. Yeah, there's like a bridge between the two or something. That's actually really neat.
Yeah, and I could see like it really providing a lot of value to accounts that have kind of played Warzone forever. You know what I mean? Like if they're on Modern Warfare 2, you know, and and you've been playing Warzone for three games, and you have skins that you unlocked in like season one, right? Yeah,
totally. Like the original. Like,
people could be like, oh shit, he's got the fucking,
he's OG.
Yeah, he's got the price skin with the,
he's got the banana skin.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Yeah, so I think that's cool. I think that's a good idea. I think it's a good way to approach it. And yeah, so playing some Warzone. And then the other game I played, which I talked about last week, was a bunch of that Spellbreak, the magical
Battle Royale. It's funny you say that. I just started seeing ads for it. I don't know what happened, but they just must have started some marketing push, because I just started getting so many ads for that. YouTube and Reddit and pretty much everywhere. So, yeah, I don't know if that means they're doing well or if they just got some sort of capital injection or something, but they're doing well enough that they're spending a lot on ads, so that's cool.
It seems like it's got some pop right now, so...
Because of you. Because of you.
Because of me. I'm pushing it, you know. I hope it gets popular. I think it's a great game. I really do. I think it's... I've seen a lot of, like, podcasts and YouTubers kind of positive on it, so I think that always helps, right? Like, I think that always kind of drives marketing dollars when it's like, we have all this content now being made for us from, you know, third parties. Like, let's find ways to market around that.
Yeah, but, get that install button in front of people.
Yeah.
Who makes that again? I know you've said it in the past, but...
I don't even know who they are now. Now that you put me on the spot.
Oh, no, that's fine. I guess I just meant it's not like Ubisoft or like one of the
No, it's yeah. not. And I do think I mentioned it last week. Proletariat Inc. is what they're called.
That's a funny name.
That is a funny name. But yeah, it's a cool game, man. I just wish the skins were better. I know it's early, so hopefully those will come with time. But the only good skins, you have to pay a shitload of money and buy the like Founders Editions to get, right? And they're like $50. So I'm not going to do that because I'm not dumb.
So how about no?
So no. So how about no? But yeah, I'm into the game, man. If you guys want a fun VR that's free to play and is different, you know, I think it's a great version of that. It kind of reminds me of... there's a lot of similarities between it and like dog fighting games. Like I ever played.
Oh, interesting.
What's that game called? There's like a dog fighting historical game. The reason I say that is because there's a lot of like altitude management, such a big part of it. You know, like having energy to stay above the enemy, right? So you don't lose them. Yeah, you know, if they're above you, it's so hard to keep track of them, and they're shooting down on you, right? Because you're like stuck on the ground.
It's like a whole new dimension of Battle Royale.
Yeah, it actually reminds me of Tribes in that way a lot too, right?
Oh, where, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, jet or packs. if you get caught on the ground, you know, you're just going to get splashed to death, right? It's like, it's so much easier to hit people that are on the ground, you know? Yeah. And so it does kind of give me that vibe too.
But there's no skating or skiing or what was it called?
Skiing is what skiing. We called it. We called it skiing. And please show some respect for the skiing.
No, I wasn't laughing at it. I was trying to remember.
There is kind of skiing, right? Like, because, you know, all the classes have these, like, so you're, like, elemental classes, right?
Yeah.
So you can pick up any gauntlet in the, like, any element, like, while you're running around and finding stuff. But, like, you're going to have a main hand element, right? Which you choose at the start of the game. So, for example, if you choose Frostmancer, I don't know, Ice Guy, you get basically every time the circle closes, you get a new skill from that like class. And so like the first level for the ice guy is when you shoot your ice bolts, it'll leave a trail of ice on the ground and you can skate it.
Like
right?
Sub-Zero.
Like Sub-Zero. You can like run across it super fast. You like That's slide cool. like you're ice skating yeah. across your ice. So you're basically, you shoot one, you slide, you jump in the air, you shoot one in the air, and then you land on it and keep sliding. So you can like move super fast, right?
That sounds fun.
It is fun. Like the rock guy, you know, if you have no armor and you cast your rock magic, you'll get a rock armor. Like, you know, it's like a little bit of armor, but you get some free armor for being the rock guy. You know, different stuff like that. Which is fun. You can mix the spells, right? Like if you throw like a poison cloud out, if you're the poison guy, and if someone throws fire into it, it'll explode the poison cloud, right? Wow. Yeah, yeah, like it, everything kind of mixes. So it's really interesting. It's a great game. I think it's fun to play. It's got tons of depth, like you know, and there's a bunch of like just fun builds to try, right? Like, so I think it's a great game to kind of jump in and play, and you know, if you want to invest some time in a VR, I think it's a good one. And also, like, it's so small right now, I think, especially if you want to like stream or, you know, gain some notoriety on YouTube, it's in such a good place for that right now, right? Like if you put out good content for that game, I think you could do really well, right?
Yeah, that's cool. Well, there you go, Proletariat. giving you some free exposure, which I'm sure you'd appreciate.
Give me your name. How about toss me one of those Founders Pack things so I can be the bug man, please? Because I want to be the bug.
Do some QA.
I want to be the bug man. All right. Well, with that out of the way, let's take a quick break, and then we will get back into the news. So did you try any of the spell break while we were taking a break?
Yeah, I played about 40 hours. I really like it. I got really good. Probably a lot better than you, I would say.
I think I heard some buzz about you. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned getting big on YouTube via Spellbreak, so I thought I'd give a shot, and sure enough, I just hit 1 million subscribers right before I came back. So
wow. Think you could shout out the podcast on your YouTube then?
Well, I don't know. I'm a little too big for that now, my friend.
Yeah, you don't want to mix. I get it. You don't want to mix those things.
I don't
want to
mix work and play.
Yeah, I understand. That's fair. So there's been a lot of console news, right? And I think a lot of it's kind of about to burst, you know, like I don't want to.
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of told us things and sort of not. Well, mostly Microsoft has had some leaks. Are we pretending they're leaks that are coming out? Because it seems pretty obvious that this is just marketing.
It sure is. That line sure is blurry these days, isn't it?
It's incredibly blurry. But so first things first, PlayStation 5 announced an event on Wednesday the 16th, so a couple days.
I'm sure we'll have plenty to say about that next week.
PS5 event. Right now, since the focus is games, I cannot imagine they're not going to make an announcement as far as release date and probably price for the PS5. Yeah. Right now that we know what Xbox costs, it seems... I think people will consider Sony insane if we don't hear something from them in this, right? I think the buzz will get very negative if they don't make some kind of statement. Yep. So I hope they do, right?
And it's not like they don't know the price yet.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, just you got to say something, right? You can't just say nothing. I think it's up until this point, it's been fine. Both people have been kind of holding their cards. But, you know, when one person shows, you got to show. You can't just be like, nope. I'm not, you know, like, it's just, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. So, yeah, I do think it'll be a real negative thing if they don't get some news out there, right? Sure.
I wonder what else they'll show. I mean, I'll definitely be watching. We could talk more about it next week, but I'd be curious to see if there's any new announcements or if it's just more kind of more gameplay of the same stuff we've already seen or
who knows? Yeah, I'm excited for PS5. I will definitely be watching too. Like, yeah, for sure. You know, I want to see what's coming. I don't know if I'm going to get one directly at launch because I don't know if I need to play Spider-Man that fast. Yeah. The first Spider-Man wasn't my favorite exclusive. I think it's a great game, but wasn't really the one that captivated me.
Yeah, it's not a day one for me either. Although, yeah, like you said, it's very competent. I really liked it, but it just, you know, I wouldn't buy a console for it.
In a world where the 3070 costs probably the same exact amount as the PS5,
yeah.
It's hard for me to be like, no, I'm going to spend this money on a PS5.
Yeah, right? I know. I do wonder if Sony and Microsoft, you know, who knows what they knew or what information shared between all these companies, but I'm sure they're like, Jesus, that's a bit low. Nvidia, come on, man.
Yeah, seriously. Like, because you can plug that thing into any old PC and it's going to be kicking these consoles' asses, right? Like, maybe not low time, but everything else it's going to just destroy. Yeah. All right. So Xbox had some news this week.
I should tell you and the listeners, I didn't see any of this really because I was sort of dealing with life. So some of this might be new to me. So apologies if I'm asking a lot of questions, but I'm excited to hear your thoughts on what good old Microsoft is up to.
So first thing that happened is there was a leak of the Series S pricing and this like little demo clip of kind of what it was, right? Like a little video of what it looked like. It's really terrible looking. It's very ugly.
Is that as ugly as a PS5?
I mean, I think it's ugly. I like the PS5. The Series S looks like a hot plate, right? Like,
you'd have in a dorm.
Yeah, you'd have it in a dorm, and you'd have like a kind of a cool side to leave your food on, and then like the hot side to make your ramen.
It just
ramen.
Looks like an Xbox Series S with a weird disc on it.
The disc is what throws it off, because it's really just a box, right?
Yeah.
And so having the disc on top is like,
I think the white versus black thing's kind of cool.
I do too. I just wouldn't make the disc black.
I agree.
Right? Like, I think that's kind of, if they put like a, if the disc was white and then it had like a strip of black on it somewhere, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think this kind of looks bad. But so this kind of leaked, right? This, everyone saw it kind of pop up on Twitter. $299 Xbox Series S, a short little kind of graphic of what it looked like. Everyone made some memes. Xbox posted a meme about it. Everyone was like, oh, this is it, right? Shortly after, so the price also leaked for the X at the same time was $499, right?
Yeah.
So $299 for the S, $499 for the X. Eventually, Microsoft came out, confirmed those prices, and then announced their release date, which is the 10th of November, I believe. Yeah, November 10th.
It's coming up, about 2 months. Coming up.
They also released their all-access plans, which actually I think are a good idea. I would be surprised if Sony does not have a similar plan to get people on board. It's $25 a month for the Series S, That'll give you the console, Xbox Live, and Game Pass. The Series X is being $35 a month. And that's kind of your all-in to have. And I think you pay that for 24 months.
Interesting. So it's like a plan. Huh.
Yeah, I could do the quick math, but...
Yeah, whatever. We'll let the listeners do the math. But that's an interesting strategy. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
No, I think it's 1 year. I think it's 12 months at 25. That math adds up for what it should cost. That's $300. Right. Yeah. I don't know why I made that so hard in my head when I was doing the math. But
that's cool. No, I think that's smart. I don't know why no one's ever done that before, but that's actually... I mean, obviously you could buy stuff on credit, but the idea of it, like, hey, you get it all at once and you don't have to buy it. You don't have to do a huge initial purchase and you get a bunch of games. That's really cool.
And you're not going to get dinged on an interest rate. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's totally. You know what you're paying. It's really straightforward.
And it's affordable for like a kid, you know,
yeah.
In like junior high or high school. Totally.
Yeah, I could see if I was a kid working out a deal with my dad. Where it's like,
exactly.
I'll wash the cars twice a month or something or, totally. You know. And the first month I don't, you can take my fucking Xbox away, right? Like something.
He's like, nah, I don't want it.
Yeah. Or what? Yeah. It's like, what am I going to fucking do with that thing?
I'll take it, sell it, and get a PlayStation.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that's something you could work out with a parent if you were really excited.
Yeah.
And I think if I was a parent, I would be like, yeah, I think that's more easier for me to swallow than spending $500 to get him a console for Christmas.
And then a bunch of games.
And then a bunch of games, right? Like, I think if I was like $35 a month, I can hold it over his head, you know, get him or her to do chores or, what, you know, like totally. Whatever.
No, that's cool. I like that a lot. I respect that. I think that's a really smart move.
Yeah, maybe teach him about credit a little bit while we're doing this. But I think it is a smart move. I think the problem is there's no games. The Series S is basically... So the specs came out. It's got a 512 gig hard drive.
So you can install 3 games.
Yeah, you can install 1 game of Call of Duty or 3 other games.
And 3 Xbox 360 ports.
So it's basically got the same processor as the Series X. I am having a hard time keeping
it. The Series straight. X or the... Xbox One X.
Series X. So it's got basically the same processor as a Series X. I think it's like clocked down like...
Oh, interesting. 0.2. For like thermals.
Yeah, or I don't know why.
What's the point of the giant hot plate?
I know. Why is there a hot plate if it's clocked down? but the video card, the GPU is has less teraflops than the One X. Right? So the GPU isn't as powerful as the One X. So you got... really little storage, not a great GPU, strong processor, and that's kind of it. No disk drive. And they also said 1 terabyte hard drives for the Xbox are going to be $220 for the cheapest one.
Are you that kidding
also,
me?
That also came out. No, that's...
$220 for a terabyte?
Yeah, so if you bought this Xbox
Holy
One S...
shit.
That's and you so wanted it stupid. To have another... If you wanted it to have any storage, it would cost more than the
Dude,
1X.
I'm getting some, like, PS Vita vibes. That seems like that's a terrible idea. I know they have their proprietary storage, but, like, damn, I cannot recommend against that strongly enough. Haven't they learned?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Even Sony knows not to do that, and they're the ones who pioneered it.
And the worst part is, like, why make it proprietary? Right, if you left
because
it open...
Because it's better.
I mean, if you left it open, at least you could be like, it's not our fault. That's what vendors are charging, right? Yeah, but to be the
true.
One...
That's a good point.
To be the one like that, oh, this is our product. It's got Microsoft's name on it.
We and can't give it... Matt, you're not going to be able to get a Mad Catz.
Yeah, and it's a fucking fortune, right?
That sucks. That's a huge mistake.
Yeah, so they're saying their goal for this machine is 1440, 120 frames. I'm assuming it's going to be 1080... ish 30-ish frames for most games when we finally get to it. There was a Microsoft commercial came out where they showed Gears multiplayer running at 1080, 120 frames. I don't believe it, but maybe, who knows? I mean, Gears isn't really, like, the grandest game, you know what I mean? Like, especially multiplayer looking at it. It's got a real tight FOV and...
That's true.
You know, it's not like you're... staring
most
off.
Of the screen is taken up by the burly ass character.
Yeah, you're not staring at grand vistas, you know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe, but I don't know. This box seems like it's going to be relegated to underperforming and playing, you know, Xbox One games maybe that you hadn't had a chance to.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, kind of, I can sort of see a market for that. Like, if you were someone like me who never had an Xbox One and was like, well, I was going to get an Xbox One X. I don't know who would say this at this point in the life cycle. But, like, maybe if you were just kind of curious. I don't know. I'm trying really hard to imagine who this is for.
I really don't know. I feel like it's the PlayStation 2 strategy, right? But they're trying to trick you into thinking it's a PlayStation 3. You know what I mean? They're like,
it's a PlayStation 2.5.
Yeah, like if they called the PlayStation 2 the tiny one, the flip top one, if they were like, no, it's a PlayStation 3S. You know, and you're like, no, dude. And they're like, yeah, it's a PlayStation 3S. And you're like, but does it play PlayStation 3 games? Not well.
not really.
Yeah.
Well, so this is, I mean, we've talked about this too, but this is yet another, this is so confusing. Like, this is confusing for us. I'm trying to imagine a mom or a father who doesn't give a shit about this stuff going in and they're like, oh, I want to buy the new Halo Infinite. What console should I buy? Best Buy employee? And the Best Buy employee is going to be like, well,
yeah,
you have 10 options. All of them are slightly different. Like, what the hell? And also, yeah, the development costs of, like, trying to port to all these different consoles and optimize for each one. Ugh, it's absolutely migraine-inducing and insane.
If I had to guess, the goal of this console is to take Xbox Ones completely off the shelf.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is the replacement. No one buys an Xbox One anymore.
Yeah, it gets people into the infrastructure and maybe does get them to buy the Game Pass.
Yeah,
and, then they can get out of the Xbox One, like, supporting that.
If you were going to buy an Xbox One, yeah, you know, later in the year, this Christmas or whatever, instead, here's this console. It costs less in some ways, and we'll kind of do those things for you. Sorry if you have Xbox games on disc, you're not gonna be able to use those anymore. But
yeah, idiot.
Yeah, you big fucking dummies. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, some people seem excited about this. I guess I don't.
I mean, the idea of a next-gen console at $300 is compelling. It's just not really what it is. It doesn't sound like. It's like a really shitty version of a next-gen console.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume it has that processor in it because it's going to use that for xCloud, right?
Yeah.
Like, because streaming does require quite a bit of processing power.
Yeah, it does.
And so I would assume that it's got a good processor alone and
no memory.
Storage and a bad GPU and low memory because it's going to need that to stream, right? And that's going to kind of be the way to play these games, you know, if you want to play kind of the latest and greatest, which I don't think is a great plan. I don't think we're there yet as far as streaming, but that I believe that's kind of what this is for, right?
Yeah, and I guess if they're just trying to cast a really wide net for, you know, getting those subscription numbers up, this is just yet another way to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess we'll roll that into this other story that came out. So EA Play is going to be free with Game Pass Ultimate. I'm not sure what Game Pass Ultimate is like more Game Pass than Game Pass. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's another tier of Game Pass or if that's the regular tier.
Is that the one? That's the one that does PC and Xbox, or
I think so. I think Ultimate is the whole shebang
game for the pass. True Xbox fan.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Can you imagine being like, you have a really nice gaming PC, but you only use the Xbox app to play all your games? It's just bizarre to even imagine.
As someone who,
I don't use Steam, bro. Only Xbox app. Only the Windows Xbox app.
That shit is so bad.
It's
so
absolutely atrocious.
So I used it to install Microsoft Flight Sim, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I used it to install, like, The Outer Worlds once, and I was like, cool, never again.
I did not realize that they lock you off. Like, you have no access to the install folder for those games, right? Like, you can't touch them. Like, so, like, Microsoft Flight Sim runs like dog shit, right? And so people have made these, like, community fixes. It's like, oh, edit this DLL file or CFG and you know, change these settings. And I was like, okay, I can't do it. Like, I can't even get to the files. Like, it's
That's
impossible.
Insane.
Right?
I did
like,
not know that. That's
yeah,
shocking.
It is in fucking sane. Like, I was nuts mad when this happened. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is this?
And you got it for free. Imagine if you paid $60 on the Xbox App Store.
I paid a dollar, okay?
Yeah.
I paid a dollar.
And you were still mad, but, like, imagine.
Yeah, I was still very mad. you know, Steam, it's not a problem, but for some reason Microsoft thinks that we're all babies and we cannot have access to our files on our computers, right?
Yeah. Sounds like a certain other company.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
So EA Play will come free with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. What do you think about that, Leo?
I don't know a lot of... I mean, EA Play is their subscription service, right?
Correct.
I mean, I guess that's cool, right? I mean, like... I don't know, you could finally play Dragon Age 2. But is this only on computers? I don't know what the EA subscription service even looks like on consoles.
I think I think it's for both. I think you get it on Xbox as well.
But I mean, you play like Dead Space, the original Dead Space on your console? Like, how much of the library is available on consoles, I wonder?
That I don't know, because I don't have an Xbox. But what I didn't realize is EA Play has tiers as well, right? You're not getting the Play... What do they call it? Play? I don't know. I'm not going to guess what they call it. There's a premier tier of Play. So, like, you don't even get new games for EA Play on this, right? Like the Star Wars games, you know, what's the Fallen Order? Is that the latest one? Like, that's not on Play yet. You don't get any of the new sports games. You know, and so when I saw this hit, I was like, oh, you get to play all the EA games with your Xbox Game Pass? That sounds great. And then when I looked into it, I was just like, so you get to play fucking old EA games? Like,
yeah, you can play Mass Effect 3 finally.
Yeah, like, who gives a shit? Like, honestly, like these games don't cost anything. You know what I mean? Like,
I just do on EA Play, believe me.
I guess, right? But, like, you know, I just go to
That sucks.
Go to GameStop and get a fucking $5 copy of Mass Effect, right? Don't go to
GameStop.
Why not?
Yeah. Because GameStop sucks.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it's between...
Yeah, don't hear you.
If you're going to pay $25 a month or $15 a month to get EA Play, so you can play fucking Mass Effect 2. Yeah,
you could buy, you could buy all the best EA games on PC for that price.
Yeah, for sure.
For 1 month.
Yeah, so I was just like, what is
this?
Like,
that is absurd.
I just feel like that Microsoft keeps promising you things you don't actually want, but that sound great. Like, in an announcement, right?
And then,
like,
you look into it and you're like, oh, you know what? Nah.
Like, you'll get all of Microsoft's first-party releases day of release on Xbox Game Pass. Well, what does that even mean? Like, you know, what have you gotten so far?
Very little.
Like, if you've bought Game Pass all year, like, what have you gotten with that, with that promise? Master Chief Collection? Like, what? You know, like, that's what I mean. Like, I don't... If you got EA Play, like, what are they offering you now? Like,
I don't know.
Who fucking can, Battlefront 2? Like, you want to play fucking
finally
that most hated Star Wars game that ever existed? Like, can go play fucking Anthem? You want to fucking jump into some Anthem? Like,
I want to get some buds and crack open some beers and play some Anthem. You know, I've been itching for it.
I just don't understand how the strategy can be so full of, like, fluster and so empty of, like, content, you know? Like, it's just insane to me that they're like, look at all this stuff you get. And it's like, well, what do I actually get? And it's like, well, nothing.
Well,
you actually get very little, but you get a lot of brand recognition.
Yeah, and you get a lot of accounts you can sign into.
Tons of accounts. You'll have so many accounts. You'll have so many things to scroll through that you'll never want to touch.
So many ULAs you'll have to agree to.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have access. At your fingertips will be access to 100,000 games you'll never want to play. Congratulations. Yeah.
And all of them are $1 on Steam.
Yeah, they might as well be free to play. It's all so weird. I don't know. I feel like I harp on Microsoft for a living now. Like, it's kind of my
thing. They turn it around, then we will be the first to start talking about that. I promise.
Yeah, I honestly I hope they kind of nail it. I just don't know how, right? Like, there's just nothing, captivating there, right? Like, there's no hooks. Like normally at this point I'd be like, well, if this is good, maybe I'll want an Xbox, right? Like, if this thing is what it claims to be, then I will be all in, but there's not even a promise. You know what I mean? Like, there's not even a maybe thing at the end of that rainbow. It's just like, if you want to buy in, then you can buy in. You know, like, I'm not sure what people are hopeful for.
Yeah. I don't either. I genuinely don't know. I mean, maybe, who knows, in a year we might be like, oh, that's what they were doing. Like, it all makes sense now. But sure doesn't make sense in this moment.
No, sure doesn't.
And Sony's is so simple. They're like, we'll put out a new console, and then we'll put out a bunch of new games. The end.
Like, and the strategy always works.
Yeah, it works really well.
Like, why do you think Nintendo is fucking destroying the world in console game sales, right? Because they're like, we'll put out a console, it'll have terrible online, yeah, it'll have a terrible UI, the controllers will break, the screen's not very good, the battery life sucks, but we'll release a few amazing games.
And we'll people sell 50 yeah. trillion Switches, and then we'll release yeah. an even shittier version,
and we'll sell be
even more.
Gajillionaires, right? And, and Microsoft's just like, I don't know how this works. We're going to offer all these services. We're
yeah, going to over-design someone call this, EA. Get EA yeah. here. People love EA.
We're going to over-design this hardware. We're really going to make it
happen. EA will pull us out of this.
Yeah, Nintendo's like, who the fuck is EA? You know, like, who the fuck is EA? They make games? I don't even know they make games. Yeah. It's crazy. It's just crazy how backwards Microsoft seems to be, or how ahead of themselves, right? I do think that we're approaching this age that they seem to want to sell to us.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're approaching it nearly quickly enough for what they're trying to do, right? They want to be like the bearers of this new world, right? And we're not there yet, man. You know, like, you don't want to be the first one there, right? Like, you want to be the second one there.
Yeah, you don't want to be the Google Stadia.
Yeah. You want to be like the second or third guy to cross that line. They're not in a good spot, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
But I'm excited to see what PlayStation says on Wednesday. I think that's going to kind of either blow this thing wide open or, you know, maybe cause some doubt, right? Like, I think if they don't announce anything and we're all kind of like, what the heck? I think that will definitely introduce a shitload of doubt into my otherwise confident take on Sony moving into next gen, you know?
Yeah. They have all the, you know, everything to lose right now. All the goodwill they've generated so far.
Yeah. And it's easy, right? Just do it. Just listen to Nintendo. Look what Nintendo did, right? Just tell them, here, we're making a console and we got some fucking dope games.
Yeah. Here's how much it costs. And here's some more Horizon footage.
Yeah. And here's when you can pre-order it. Here's how much it's going to cost. And, yeah, look at Aloy. She's fucking sick, right? And then everyone will be like, she is sick.
Holy shit, that's right.
Yeah.
She's just awesome.
Just have Kratos be like, boy. And then people will be all...
Yeah, you don't even have to show him. You could just have that voice sample and everyone will fucking go nuts.
Simple. Or what should he say? Like, he wouldn't say boy, right? We'll pretend that... He would
say girl.
No,
He's like, no, because he had a daughter now. Or something.
With who?
I don't know, dude. I'm not Corey Barlog. I'm sure he could come up with something.
There's no girls.
In all of the Norse pantheon?
Not in the God of War universe. There's only one girl, and she just wants to cut his balls off.
Well, maybe he turned her around on it. Look, I don't know.
Maybe he got her flowers or something, right?
Yeah, from that cool giant turtle.
Yeah, that's a good move, actually. I could see him winning her over, actually. She was into it. You know, for 70% of the game, she totally would have smashed with Kratos. Let's be honest. You know? So, and he looks silly with his paint on and stuff.
He does look funny.
You wonder, like, why... Like,
he's pretty strong, though.
He's very strong. But it's like,
really good to have her around the house. Like,
yeah, it was like, take a shower, dude. Like, you know, wash the clown makeup off.
You can't. It's like it's a tattoo.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, he's maybe it'll be like... Like, you know, maybe Atreus has grown up now, right? He's like, man.
He's looking in the mirror and he goes, man, not boy, man.
No, yeah. Former boy. Where are
you? Was a boy, not anymore.
Yeah, now a grown man. All right, we got to stop on this fucking riff. This is terrible. Speaking of PS5, sad news. This is a game I was extremely excited for. I mean, I still am extremely excited for. It hasn't died. But Kena Bridge of Spirits has been delayed to 2021.
Oh, that's a shame. That did look really cool.
This was that adventure game where you collect cute little spirit guys, and you got some of that third-person action combat.
Yeah.
very much in the vein of PlayStation exclusives. It's hard to remember that they're all third-person action combat games until you look at them all side by side. But
Even like all the way back to like PS3, you remember like Heavenly Sword, and they've always had this sort of one-off third-person action adventures that, there was Enslaved, Odyssey to the West. Remember that? That was a great game.
People love that shit, though, man. You know what I mean?
Like, I love that shit. I'm not saying it's bad. It is funny. It's definitely like, oh, that's Sony, for sure. Sony, but it's a Sony console.
Yeah, just epic third-person action games. Shadows of Colossus, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, all those fucking... Team Ico does it. Like, everybody, like, all the big people make third-person adventure games. And this is another one I thought was going to really hit. So I'm excited for it when it does come out. Sad it's not going to be out early, but... Like I said, I'm probably not buying a PS5 at launch anyway, so...
Now, is that going to be on Xbox Game Pass or no?
I don't know. I think it's exclusive, so, you know. Maybe it'll be through EA Play, you can get it.
tier 6.
Tier 6. If you buy Xbox Game Pass, EA Play, Spotify Premium, and Hulu...
And YouTube Red.
Yeah, and YouTube Red, then you can log in to... what is this? EmberLabs.com and get a copy of Kena: Bridge of Spirits. And you can play it a week early, like only true with Xbox new, gamers
with
can.
Some new skins.
Yeah, some new skins.
With that Master Chief skin, yeah.
Yeah, sad news. So before we get to the last story, one thing I just saw pop up a second ago, and this isn't really, this is a little out of left field for the theme of the show today, but we are PC gamers, so we can talk about PC stuff. NVIDIA just bought ARM.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Again, this is something I'm probably going to have to dive into a little bit for work, but that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like the New York Times article says, this is probably going to hit a lot of regulatory scrutiny, so if this actually happens or the speed at which this happens will probably be slower than expected, right? I think there's going to be a lot of kind of push and pull on getting this through and kind of how it's going to be formatted or how this is all going to be arranged in the end. But NVIDIA buys ARM from SoftBank for $40 billion. If you're not aware, ARM is a mobile processor company. They make chips, small SoCs go into like...
Yeah, very low thermals, usually.
Yeah, going to like tablets, ultrabooks, some phones. You don't see a lot of ARM phones around now.
If they were getting into laptops for a little while. I don't know if that ever took off, but...
Yeah, a lot of those like... passively cooled, like low power, but like web browsing laptops. A lot of like the 13 inches and the 11 inches run on ARM chips. I think I might have one of those somewhere actually around the house. And they're fine. I think they do good for what they are.
Yeah, they have good battery life. They go to sleep, wake up real quick.
Yeah, I had one and the battery would last like 20 hours of use or something. It was crazy. They're pretty handy for what they do. So
it'd be interesting to see what NVIDIA does with that.
It is. If they could add some of their NVIDIA magic and put some ray tracing on that ARM chip, who knows?
Who knows? This Chromebook. Yeah. I can't believe these dynamic shadows.
Yeah, with DLSS, ray tracing.
Machine learning on my Facebook page is crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts, bro. It's going to be super... Although I could see them using the ARM chips for like stream boxes, right? And like
I've heard like that... like. They want to get more into data centers, which is not exactly the most exciting thing ever, but you know, there's big money in there, so who knows? I'm sure they have a plan.
Yeah, big news. Definitely something to know about, right? Makes me wish I would have bought some NVIDIA. Well, I wish I would have bought
some ARM. If they're public, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they're public either, but yeah, if only I bought NVIDIA like a month ago. With that being said, our last story, and this is one we've talked about ad nauseum, so I don't want to get too deep into it today, but Apple goes on the offensive in Epic Games. They are punching back. They're not just going to sit down and take it, okay? They are going to fight the good fight.
the good fight, in quotes.
So I'm going to actually read some of this article because it's got a lot of quotes. And I don't want to like just kind of talk out of turn and not really know what I'm talking about. This is from Alex Calvin, gamesindustry.biz. And this is kind of an update of another story. In a filing with U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Columbia, Oakland Division, the App Store giant has dismissed Epic's case as nothing more than a basic disagreement over money. Apple went on to say that Fortnite and Unreal Engine creator wants to pay nothing for the tremendous value it has received from being on the App Store. The iPhone maker also alleges that Epic boss Tim Sweeney wrote to Apple execs on June 30th, asking that his company be exempt from its existing contractual obligations for the App Store. This included the 30% platform fee for the developers on Apple Platform Pay, of which Sweeney has long been a vocal opponent. Sweeney also apparently asked that his company be allowed to distribute its own competing Epic Game Store application on the App Store. Apple refused, but it has claimed that Epic initiated a sneak assault on the App Store with a hotfix that allowed it to bypass the platform's review process. This is what implemented third-party direct payments into Fortnite, something that Apple describes as theft, period. Epic fired the first shot at this dispute, and its willful, brazen, and unlawful conduct cannot be left unchecked. Neither Mr. Sweeney's self-righteousness demands nor the scale of Epic's business can justify Epic's deliberate contractual breaches, its torturous conduct, or its unfair business practice. This court should hold Epic to its contractual promises, award Apple compensatory and punitive damages, and enjoin Epic from engaging in further unfair business practices. This follows Epic's filing a legal complaint against Apple in August of this year after Fortnite was removed from the App Store. The hugely successful Battle Royale title was also booted from the Google Play Store. And
nobody cared.
Epic's taking Google to court. Yeah. Let's see. There's an update here. All it says is you can't play. Okay. These updates aren't a big deal. So Epic, Apple really shooting some shots there at Epic. What don't you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I think everything they said is pretty much what we've been saying. I did like the little self-righteous thing thrown in there. That was a nice little dig, and I totally agree that it's like, dude, just because you're acting like a victim doesn't actually mean you're a victim. Like,
yeah,
shut the fuck up.
I agree. I think, you know, I think it really hits on the head kind of our feeling on this the whole time that, like, yeah, just pretending that you somehow been wrong does not make it true, you know?
Yeah. Who would have thought we'd be? Be Apple stands at the end of all this.
I know, it's disgusting to say the least.
it is funny though, like I don't disagree with anything they said. I mean I don't know, punitive damages seems maybe a little excessive, like, but I'd almost respect them more if they're just like no, fuck Epic, we're not talking to them, we're not talking about this, they just can't be on our App Store, the end. Like, that would be a baller move to just not even respond, just be like, no, you can't be on our App Store, the end. Fuck off. Yeah,
that would be a baller move. You know, it's funny. Like, even that, like I said, I've been playing that Spellbreak game so much, and like, I wanted to buy some stuff, and part of me was like, I don't feel like they should get the money for this. Like, Epic, right? Yeah. I was like, if this is their stance, why can't I just pay directly to this?
Oh, that's a really good point, right? Actually. Like, interesting that they don't do that.
Yeah, like, why can't I just pay this company directly for their in-game purchases? Like, why does Epic deserve... Like,
yeah, and you know, if they set up a Patreon so people could do that, Epic would have it shut down immediately.
Yeah, and it's not because I don't really think that, but it's like, if this is their argument, like, it's so preposterous, right, that they're still collecting other people's third-party fees for their in-game purchases, right? And just because they feel like their share is like, well, we take a fairer share, so it's fine when we do it, right? It's like,
completely arbitrary.
Yeah, it's completely arbitrary. It doesn't make any sense. And so it's just like...
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's a really good point. Like, I'd love to hear their... I'm sure that's been brought up before, but I'd be really curious to hear what they have to say about that.
Like, I would too.
We do it. You know.
I really was thinking of making a purchase, and I was like, can I like email these people and be like, hey, I'll just send you some money? You know what I mean? Like,
don't say that. You're going to get us kicked off the Epic Store.
Seriously. But
you should be just, like, hey, you guys should implement a,
yeah,
a
your third own option.
Yeah,
just set up a PayPal, right? Set up a Shopify and just get this handled.
Shopify, yeah. We'll send you a code.
Yeah, because it just seems crazy they can argue from such a bad faith place and while still operating the same system. You know what I mean?
Like, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about the sort of really blatant hypocrisy there.
Yeah, it's Mr. Sweeney's self-righteous demands nor the scale of Epic's business can justify their deliberate contractual breaches.
You show them, Apple.
It's torturous conduct. Yeah,
and that's maybe a strong word, but
I like it. I'm into it. I think that's like Legalese 101.
That dude got fired.
That dude's got his powdered wig on when he's saying this shit, right? He's just like, his conduct is torturous to say the
absolutely
least.
Absolutely torturous.
Yeah, it's great.
Order of the court.
Yeah, I will not have you calling the defendant torturous, good sir. Oh man, yeah. So that's what's going on with those two fucking victims of society.
Those poor. They're both just fighting. You know, they're both fighting the good fight.
Fighting to survive
for the sake of all of us.
Fighting to survive. What are you gonna do? Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous to say the least. But I think, yeah, Tim Sweeney is more ridiculous in this instance. So that's pretty much that story. I just wanted to kind of read over some of those quotes.
It's always fun to check in with those scrappy underdogs.
It really is. Anything else you want to get into before we get out of here, Leo?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to everyone, you know, it's pretty rough out there right now. Like, the West Coast in particular is doing really bad, but so is the East Coast, and so is everywhere. So
don't be a pussy, all right?
Yeah, so fucking don't be a pussy. Stop whining. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Now, I just wanted to say to everyone, we've been saying this a lot, but, you know, stay safe. And everyone's anxious, and everyone's having a really hard time. Like, that's just the world we live in right now. So just try and keep it together, and we'll all make it through together.
Yeah, I would say in the same vein, like, if there's anything I've learned getting older about that kind of, about these kinds of situations or just life situations in general, is like, don't be afraid to be open and vulnerable and talk about it and ask for help when you need help, right? I think these things really get terrible when we are either too proud or too scared or, you know, feel this kind of weight on us that we're unwilling to admit we need help, admit we feel afraid or unsure, right? I think we all have those feelings right now. And I think the more we kind of share those, the more we normalize it because
we're all dealing with it, every single one of us.
Yeah,
rich, the more poor, we can, it doesn't matter.
The more we can commiserate, the more we can help each other out. You know, if anyone ever told me, like, you know, I'm having a hard time, I'm scared, I'm unsure about money, I would definitely, no matter who it was, do anything I could to help them, you know, immediately. And I think most people would. I don't think there's any shame in that. I don't think most people look down on someone that was having a hard time or emotionally or financially or even physically in this time. So, you know, don't be afraid to kind of voice your concerns. And don't do it on Twitter with a PayPal link and a Cash App. Like,
agreed. Yeah, there's ways to do it that are more constructive than some. But
yeah, I feel like that's a bad look.
Don't stream it on Twitch.
Yeah. If there's one thing I hate is seeing people that... This is going to sound terrible, but, you know, when people make a tweet that's like, hey, I'm a Hispanic lesbian. Here's my Cash App. I need money. And it's like, if you just need money, like, just say you're having trouble and need money, right? Like, we don't need to know, like, you don't need to qualify it with, like, your kind of victimhood, right? Like, I understand if you need help, I'm willing to help, but when it kind of comes, when you add all this baggage of, like, why you're the one deserving of help, it really cheapens that and makes it hard to help anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So just be, open up to the people around you, find some help, have some fun. Enjoy playing some games, you know?
Yeah, you know, it really is a good time. Like I was saying, playing Zelda, being in that world was such a nice sort of reprieve from real life. So yeah, definitely you should get out there, go play some games, and stay safe.
Yeah, if you write me an email at techyappodcast@gmail.com and you're having a hard time and you don't got the money to get yourself some games, I'll find a game for you to play, all right? That's the Tech Yeah Games promise, right? So if that's you out there, just hit me up. We'll talk about games, and we'll play some games. All right. Anything else you want to jump into, Leo, after that heartwarming show of affection?
No, you know, I think I got it all out of my chest.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think we nailed it, actually. I think it was pretty amazing.
We're basically like saints, I would say.
We're basic. I mean, I wouldn't even say basically. I would say we are saints.
Unequivocally,
Unequivocally, the saintiest. Thank you so much, Leo, for hanging out with me and doing the show.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it. If you're still listening, thank you so much. If you listened through that last diatribe about friendship and donations, then you're a real MVP, and we appreciate that. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, Tech Yeah Podcast, techyeahpodcast@gmail.com, like I said, and techyeahpodcast.com for all the relevant links. Thank you guys so much, Leo. You want anything to sign off with? Anything to plug?
I was going to say go play some games, but I'll let you say it.
All right. Well, then, fine, fuckers. Go play some games.